For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting. The Jonesboro City Council is expected to decide at the next meeting on whether or not to give elected officials a 6% raise. More debate on the issue ensued during the meeting last night, with most aldermen against giving themselves, Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin, City Attorney Carol Duncan, and City Clerk Donna Jackson, a pay increase. Alderman Joe Hoffner says after reviewing a draft of next year's budget, he doesn't think raises are appropriate.
I've had a chance to review the preliminary budget, and in my opinion, it's a good budget with investments in areas that are definitely needed, while also investing in areas that will help Jonesboro attract people to town and have a return on the investments made. At the last council meeting, the mayor reiterated that our reserves are quickly being used up, and soon we will be looking at cutting needed capital projects, hiring freezes, and potential headcount reductions. This is not a situation that we can take lightly. Jonesboro has a lot going for it. Jonesboro has a lot more that it needs to do to stay a vibrant and growing city and to become more relevant as a place that people want to live in, visit, and work in.
And his proposal was to table the ordinance indefinitely, which sparked debate. Alderman Chris Moore stated the proposal should not be held indefinitely and that it deserved an up or down vote, meaning voting for the proposal or against it and leaving it there. Another proposal was for citizens to vote on a similar measure. That was rejected by Alderman Mitch Johnson, who says that all budget matters are to be voted on by the council.
Well, as a sitting alderman, it is your duty to do the financial responsibilities of the city.
Right.
So you should vote it up or down. There's no gray area. We are charged with handling the finances of this city.
Alderman Gene Vance says for the bulk of the work that Perrin, Duncan, and Jackson do, they should be well compensated.
But we have to pay for leadership in this city. And if we don't, we will lose leadership. And this city has come so far in the past 10 years, for us to look at going backwards is entirely wrong.
Alderman David McLean once again emphasized there are more pressing matters the city faces right now instead of pay raises, and Hoffner agreed with the point.
I just feel that we have, you know, to use Mr. McLean's term, I feel we have bigger issues that we need to make sure we take care of first, because from what I've looked at, I feel that our elected officials are reasonably paid compared to other cities. You can always argue, should they be paid more or less based on performance, but I'm not saying they should never get a raise. I'm just saying let's develop a plan to take care of the more pressing issues first and then come back to this.
And the measure will be brought up at the next meeting. Also, the city council agreed to a memorandum of understanding about the new Jonesboro Shooting Sports Complex. They entered into an agreement with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission about how the new shooting sports complex will be run and how it will be funded. The council held that at one reading and also held an ordinance that would take around $1.2 million out of reserves to buy land off of Moore Road for the complex to be located, and that will be addressed at the next meeting as well. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News.